tipping points. That awkward moment when you realize your takeout receipt has a line to leave a tip. Gulp. To tip or not to tip? And how much? As you ponder, the once welcoming hostess seems to lurk with judgment. You're starving. The pad thai smells amazing. A moment of quick math and down it goes, a 20% tip. After all, that's how much you would tip if you ate in, right? Wrong. You have over-tipped on what already may be a generous tip. When it comes to tipping, there is a fine line between cheap and overly generous. We're not advocating being a cheapskate, but we also don't want you to part with more cash than necessary. Use our tipping guide to sufficiently express your customary gratitude in the future. Keep it handy by saving this chart image to your smartphone. You can also find our tipping guide under the Archive tab at www.getthesense.com. To learn more about the ins and outs of tipping, you can also check out the general tipping guidelines on the Emily Post Institute website. We're also doing April giveaways. In honor of Financial Literacy Month, we will be giving away 10 $50 gift cards throughout the month of April. Help us spread the financial word by forwarding the cents for a chance to win. We'll be watching.